Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm E. Charles Doley here, and you can go ahead and spread this word. We're getting ready to jump right in into Season 1, Enola Boy, God's Man, Episode 1, a New Orleans resident. Go ahead and share with your people that E. Charles is on your radio, your smartphone, wherever you're listening to me at. Get locked in and spread this word. I grew up in a part of New Orleans that many would think everyone in the area were rich, wealthy, or well off. So far from the truth, before 2005 and later, the drug and crime infested areas were located just blocks away from the famous St. Charles Street, and some of those areas still exist. Gentrification has decreased some of the crime activity in the uptown community, but with the school system that is below average and many feel that the school system is the starting point that produces criminals, living in New Orleans as a resident isn't for the weak. That's right, you must be tough. With crime steady on the rise and a lot of murders that haven't been solved yet, the numbers are steady increasing. The local government is displaying so much corruption and is at the helm of recognizing people that had a negative impact on the city for years, promoting violence and a lifestyle of crime, yet being recognized as positive role models. Tell me, is it me or the city is screaming discombobulation? I mean, everyone has a right to another chance, but what if there wasn't any change? New Orleans is a music city, right? And many has developed the gift. It's almost like music notes and time signatures live in the water. Almost every family has one or several that is musically inclined. Music is a way to express yourself, whether the story is fiction or nonfiction. Well, majority of the body of work created by creatives in New Orleans be real life stories. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Most local artists express how they really feel in the body of work they create. Uptown New Orleans has been coined the heart of the city, with so much to offer tourists, from the historic district to unique shops, restaurants, and the party district, which is known to many as Bourbon Street. There's always something exciting to explore, yet some terrifying situations occur. Being born in 1987, growing up in the 90s, in the midst of the drug and crime epidemic, hearing shootings and walking home from school seeing a dead body or dodging a bullet had become normal. You almost anticipated running to safety every day. You always had to be watchful. I went to a school called Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School, located on Napoleon Avenue. Around the corner, literally a block away, was a public school named Samuel J. Green. Blocks away was a high school by the name of L.C. Forche, and another high school blocks away within a 2-mile radius named Walter L. Corn. Let's not forget, there are all around two renowned, respected universities in the same area, Tulane University and Loyola University. Well, Walter L. Corn and L.C. Forche was noted as the worst schools in the public school system. I mean, fights occurred just about every day. Notice I said fights. In that time, that's what it was. In this damn time, nobody fighting anymore. They killing with firearms. Though murders was at an all-time high in the city, you didn't hear too much about students bringing guns to school or being shot. But you best believe there were a lot of fights. Ward fights is what we called them. Now all different age brackets in one area. No telling where they lived in the city. The schools were located in the 12th Ward and 13th Ward, which was rival wards on the streets of New Orleans. Especially if you were living that life. You know, the life of crime, being a dope boy, all of that. Pushing weight is gangster, or was considered gangster. Even till this day, your most prolific and smart individuals that went to college, finished, have several degrees, travel most down the path of entering the drug game for various reasons, wanting to be down, or really needed the money to provide for themselves or their siblings, or even their entire family. I have encountered people who have had to take care of themselves and their siblings and their mom and dad. They really didn't have the chance to be kids. Well, I hope you enjoyed season one, Enola Boy, God's Man, episode one, a New Orleans resident. On next week, we'll give you more. So continue to stay locked in with us here at Spread the Word Live, Life According to E. Charles Dole. I'm E. Charles on the radio, and we hope that you tune in to us next time. Until then, have a blessed and stress-free day, and remember to spread this word.